we went the goal down early in the game, we're obviously disappointed conceding from a set piece like we did. It was just a clearance and it fell to one of the players who finished very well. So disappointed to concede, but we settled into the game then and we started to move the ball a bit better. Came in at half time at 1-1. And then I think the second half, the game kind of opened up for us. As I said, we kept the ball well at times during the game, and I think just moving the ball side to side kind of tired Athlone out a little bit, and opportunities and gaps started to open up then for us, and we managed to get a couple of goals, which we were delighted with, because obviously we haven't been as clinical as we'd like in recent games, so it's nice to get a good scoreline like that.
You're a centre half and you're one of the more experienced heads down there at Wexford Utes, I hope you don't mind me saying, but even after a 7-1 victory, you can still hear the kind of annoyance in your voice that you conceded early there. Is it hard to keep up that level of obsession about the game even when you have been playing for so long?
Yeah, I think it's my 10th season now, and I think it's myself and Kylie and Anydale, the three of us have been kind of, they're the more senior players, but I think that's just what we expect of ourselves, the standards, and we don't want them to drop, and we still believe we're good enough to win every competition, and you know, we expect a lot of ourselves, so it is for us disappointing. You know, we want clean sheets, we don't want to make silly mistakes, and I think we felt this season at times maybe we've kept teams in the games for longer than we should have. Maybe we should have put teams away earlier and made it a little bit more comfortable for ourselves, but it seems to be a trend sometimes with us that we don't kind of get that second or third goal till later in the game, and so like conceding early like that was kind of a disappointing start for us.
You're up to second with that win though, still 4 points behind Piemont. Pretty frustrating when you play so well and you get a big result like that on the board and you still can't seem to make up the ground on them. It's kind of, you know, out of your hands a little bit at the minute.
Yeah, it is. I don't know if there's 5 or 6 games left, and obviously there's a 4-point gap, and we don't play Piemont again, which is, you know, it's not great in that sense that we're relying on our teams to take points often. But you know, and it's disappointing for us as well. We've only lost one game this season. It's our open game against Piemont. You know, it was only one game. If you were to say that, you know, we should be in a good position, but we're still 4 points off top. So we just have to approach every game and 5 or 6 more wins, and you never know what could happen in the line.
The two big stars on the night, I suppose, were Ellen Molloy scoring another gorgeous little chip there for her second goal, and Keir Braids Crosby coming on to score 2 goals as well, and she's playing well for the under-19s today as well. So it must be great for you to see these youngsters coming through the club and, you know, taking on the mantle and living up to your standards as well.
Yeah, you can see over maybe the last 2 or 3 years, I suppose the age profile of the team has for young girls come through, and extremely talented young girls who have settled in really well. So I think Ellen, this is maybe her 3rd season with us, and obviously she came storming onto the scene last year with, you know, some great goals, getting international call up. So she's a huge talent, definitely one to look out for, and you can see that last night, just the quality of the goals that she has. She can, you know, she can make something happen from nothing. And Keira Bates Crosby again, she's, as you said, she's doing extremely well at the 19. She's obviously leading by example there, and you know, she's a key player for us. We always mention and we talk about squad players, and Keira's been patient and she's training very well and she's waited for opportunity, and she showed her quality last night with 2 excellent goals.
And you yourself, you were awarded a little plaque there to recognise your achievement of reaching 200 appearances. The likes of Kylie and Adele had already reached that achievement before, but it must be great to have that core of a club that's still there since around the, you know, 2013-2014 stage. It must be great to still be there.
Yeah, like if you look across the league, I suppose we're one of the only clubs who have, I suppose the way I look at it, that loyalty to the club, and have been, you know, Adele and Kylie have been there from the start, and it obviously isn't a very nice milestone to reach 200. I was aware of it last season, I was getting close, so to make that, I feel quite a proud achievement, and there's a couple of other girls then coming behind as well, who are getting quite close to the 200 as well, so it just shows the unity we have there and the commitment that we're, you know, we're dedicated to that club and the unit that we have together. We want to stick together, and no one has any interest in moving or transferring to any other club, and I think maybe that's a big reason why we've been as successful as we have.
Obviously, you know, Tom leaving mid-season wasn't an ideal preparation for you guys, especially when you're, you know, in the thick of a title race as well, but you know, Stephen has come in, it's pretty much been plain sailing since he's come in as well. Nothing has really changed.
No, like Stephen, obviously he, you know, was disappointing to see Tom move on, but obviously he had progressed his own career and had opportunities as well, so you can understand. Yeah, I suppose that they're very similar. I suppose that's why they were a good kind of team together. I suppose they both had similar mindsets and the way they want to set us up and play. And you know, there's not that many changes in that sense. You know, we were doing well under Tom, and we've continued that. So we've kept it the same way we were playing.
The FAI Women's Cup semi-finals, of course, coming up very, very shortly. They're all good teams at this stage of the competition, but you're taking on Piemont United, so there will be a chance to get a bit more revenge on them in that big game.
Yeah, suppose we're actually happier to draw. We feel like we owe Piemont, basically. We want, you know, obviously we owe them, and hopefully we can come out and a win. We've played them three times this season. Obviously, we lost the very first game of the season. I think we had a penalty in the 83rd minute, and we hit the post, and they came down the other end and got the result that day. And we've had two close draws with them, so, you know, we felt like on the day we've performed better, and we should have came away with the win those days. So, you know, we thoroughly believe our best performance will beat their best performance, and we're looking forward to that semi-final.
That's coming up on the week ending October 10th, so not too far away there. As we said, the league is still a little bit out of your hands. You need other teams to take points off of Pease there, but you know, the cup is still very much in your hands, and Wexford are a team that draws their own standards really from the cups that they've won. You've got a pretty healthy trophy cabinet down there in Ferry Carrick Park, but if you weren't to win anything this season, would you see it as a failure?
Yeah, I think the standards that we set as a team, and, you know, coming in together and we're setting goals at the start of the season, we wanted to win both league and cup. Now, obviously, the league is not over yet, but it is out of our hands at the minute, and, you know, we're relying on other results. But, you know, the cup now is in our eye line. Obviously, we want to make sure that, you know, get through the semi-final, hopefully, and, you know, set up the chance of getting that title back. But if we did come away with nothing, it would be definitely a very disappointing season for us.
And just finally there, the FAI Women's Cup, the final will actually take place in Talla. So let's be positive and say you get past Piemont United, you'll be taking on either Shelburne or Galway in that. Would you prefer the game was in the Aviva Stadium, or do you think that it's better that, you know, the Irish women's team start to play in Talla now? Do you think that it's better that, you know, the women's game actually has a stadium of its own really in Talla?
I personally would prefer to be in the Aviva Stadium. I know, like, when we're chatting about the cup, a lot of us call it the Aviva Cup. It's, you know, it's your national stadium. Everyone has, you know, everyone wants to play there, and it's the kind of the draw of the competition. You know, you want to get through each round knowing that you get to play in the Aviva Stadium. Now, I do understand the reasons why they're putting in Talla the field. Maybe it's the same in smaller capacity, or it creates more of an atmosphere. But I feel like, if, you know, they should have kept it in the Aviva and tried to promote it more and set standards, get more crowd in behind into the seats and kept it there. I feel like, even though it is nice to have a separate stadium, you know, the women's and obviously national team play there, I think feel like it was a step backwards in some sense.